because it'll be here on planes within hours. My family comes first, and you're not going to be hearing Alex Jones on the air. I'm going to be gone.
I'll find you.
you know, the mask and other things, they're somewhat effective. During the Black Plague, the people that survived were those that ran to the countryside and stayed away from people for a few years. And that's about the only full-safe way, unless it is by design and they airily spray it, from the air. And we know there's been a lot of tests of that, of even lethal pathogens against the American people and others. But I do know the good news is, in 2002, the LA Times reported they ordered 14 million first responders, police, firemen, nurses, medical workers, doctors, people at hospitals, to take, but there was no law. They just said you might. In fact, George fought this, I remember at the time, probably why I got beat, that they had to take the smallpox vaccine, which was a live variant and was killing people, and then the Health and Human Services Secretary wouldn't even take it himself, and only 4,000 first responders of millions agreed to take it, and some of them died. That was in mainstream news. So they were unable to make the medical workers do it and the police, but now it's all over the news. They do these forced inoculation drills with the local police and the firemen and others, and they are preparing for mass forced inoculations. So they really want to set the precedent to force things into our bodies. And again, just thank God we got folks like George Norrie out there fighting it.
Well, and you, Alex, you're the one who had it on your website. That's how I found out about it. So it's not airborne yet, but it can be. If they mixed it with the human strain, that's where the disaster could have been.
Exactly. They didn't just accidentally ship this out. You know, that's one thing, and then to 18 locations. Then they had it on the ingredients list to mix up their regular vaccine in the mass doses, which thank God they tested on the ferrets, and it killed them.
A couple people who get on a plane who have this in their system, look out.
Exactly, but I mean, that's the issue. They didn't just accidentally ship it out. Then they ordered them to mix it with other live flu viruses, which is the one way, the most dangerous, most probable way to produce the mutagen, the mutated virus that would be highly contagious and airborne. It's hard to catch it, but if you catch it 60%+ of the time, you're dead.
I haven't seen a statement from the head of the Centers for Disease Control jumping up and down saying, we're sending a crew there, we're going to find out what happened, we're going to get a report. This should be a major story in Congress. And I guess because of the economy, it's been kicked under the rug.
Absolutely, George. And that was my final point. I'm glad you reminded me to make that. Look, we need sunshine on this. We need attention. This is nowhere. Nowhere. One tiny blurb in Bloomberg that didn't get into any detail.
Little story in New Scientist magazine. How many people read that?
Well, I wasn't aware of that one, so you found one I didn't find. Well, thank God it's in two of them and on your show. But, I mean, why is there a blackout on this? They're always hyping bird flu when one person in China may have died from it, and it's international headlines on, you know, every news program. But then they don't want to make people be scared of the vaccines. I mean, take CBS News. You know, you told people 2 years ago during the trials that the human papillomavirus for girls was killing people because it was admitted. Now CBS Nightly News admits it's killed a bunch of people and maiming others. I mean, what is they're trying to make it mandatory to take this cervical cancer vaccine and it's killing people? I mean, look, folks, this nightmare can end if we just stand up and say no.
Let's go to first-time caller Shelley in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Shelley.
Hi. It's so nice to talk to both of you.
Thanks.
I've been listening since the mid-90s. It's the first time I've ever tried to call. But you talk about airborne. I was wondering, is it possible that they'd try to put it in the chemtrails and spray it on us? Could we catch it that way?
Well, I guess anything's possible if you believe in the conspiracy end of it.
Yeah.
Shelley, they could get it to us in any form or fashion. The big question is was this an honest, stupid mistake, or is there something bigger here? And I'd like to believe, as you do, Alex, that it was just a stupid mistake. But even if it was, that's dangerous all by itself.
That's right, and they're covering it up. And on the issue of chemtrails, that's mainly terraforming, manipulating the atmosphere, barium salts and other things at 25,000, 30,000 feet. In the declassified chemical, biological, radiological testing, if they're going to spray you, it's going to be at about 2,000 feet. And just Google, you know, government testing spraying populations. So if that was done...
Which has been done, and they finally admitted it. They sprayed over St. Louis. They sprayed over Navy ships testing troops. It's been done before.
Project Shed, absolutely. And just as early as 2003, they sprayed basically every town in Oklahoma with Subtilis globigi bacteria, quote, testing bioattacks. And then they said, don't worry, it doesn't hurt you. But then mainline medical journals said Subtilis globigi causes spontaneous abortions in every known mammal species. So, and that was in the Daily Oklahoman. So, I mean, look, you can't make this stuff up. It's stranger than the X-Files. Every day what we deal with, and I'm just glad that George can stay sane. Sometimes I think I've gone crazy.
So far. One day I'll introduce you and forget who you are. Then we all have problems. Alex, take a minute. Tell me about the website and some of the offers you have there that are very free sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Well, listen, The Obama Deception, my new film, is going to be out this Sunday, and it will be free on the Internet. We're going to put it on YouTube and Google. People can get a higher quality download at prisonplanet.tv or get the DVD at infowars.com. And we're not attacking Obama. We're just showing that he's a front man just like Bush. We're not even blaming the, you know, these guys, President Obama, President Bush. We're just covering the fact of the real shadow government and how even if Obama or Bush or Kennedy or whoever were good guys, they're not in control of the National Security Council and the shadow government. And so I hope folks will check out the trailers for The Obama Deception up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And George, I just really want to thank you for sharing the show with me. And it's just amazing that there's actually one big national host out there that has your courage. There's nobody else like you, and that's why every time I'm here, I tell everybody, folks, thank God for George Norrie and Tom Danheiser and just everybody at the Coast to Coast team and family, because I know talk radio. I listen to it all and track it. There is nothing like this, not just in the U.S., but in the world. And I just appreciate things that are so precious and so rare and that do so much good.
Alex, take care of yourself and be safe. Up next, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny with her views about this unbelievable story, followed later on by Confessions of an Alien Hunter, an incredible night with Seth Shostak, a scientist's search for extraterrestrial intelligence.